Call Kylie and Kev anytime. 1-300-23-1494.
Smooth, delicious McCafe coffee. Barista made with care.
Breakfast with Kylie and Kev.
As we say good morning to our money man for Finance Friday, Stephen Mamooney from BMG Partners. How are you, Stephen?
Good morning, Kylie. Good morning, Kev. Spring is just around the corner.
It was a great weather report, wasn't it, that Kev just talked out? So we've got to look at the positives, haven't we? Hey, one thing we've had a lot of people contact us about is access to financial support while we're all in lockdown. What can you tell us? Because there's a lot to digest, isn't there?
Certainly. And look, this is very important, particularly given we're going to be in lockdown for a little while yet. Look, I think a couple of key points to think about when you're looking at trying to find some financial support is there's different rules for New South Wales and Victoria and also for federal government assistance. So there's those three areas, particularly here on the border. We've got both sides of the border to work on, and there's a hell of a lot of information to work through online. And in a moment, I'll give you some links to some very useful summaries on each of the state government websites. And importantly also, look, get onto it, because the applications have deadlines. If you don't get in, well, you're not going to be able to get the support you need to get through this lockdown. First of all, for employees, both New South Wales and Victoria, this is a federal government initiative. There is a COVID-19 disaster payment. This is payments between $375 and $750 a week for loss of hours work. So if you lose a day's work, or if you lose up to, or if you lose 20 hours a week in work, you'll qualify for that. So you can apply for that. It's very useful. So that's for all employees. If you're in business...
I was just going to say, that one's through the, is that through your sort of, your MyGov sort of account? You have to sort of go and apply for that personally as an employee, is that right?
That's it. Employees go for that personally. So if you're an employee and you've lost your income because your hours have been cut from, you know, one or more jobs, then jump on and you can apply for that through MyGov, absolutely.
All right. What about your businesses on each side of the border?
Yep. So there's different benefits available for businesses in New South Wales. The main ones, there's lots there, but the main ones at the moment that are really critical is the Job Saver payment. So this is payments of up to 40% of pre-COVID payroll, where your turnover is down at least 30%. And if you don't employ anyone, you still get $1,000 for non-employee businesses. So that's very valuable for people with staff in particular. There's a COVID-19 business grant in New South Wales. That's payments of between $7,500 and $15,000, depending on turnover. Once again, that's a 30% turnover test. That one in particular applies to New South Wales businesses that have been impacted by the Victorian lockdown. So it's very relevant to our border communities on the New South Wales side that have been impacted by when they shut the border or shut down the Victorian side of things. And then, of course, for smaller businesses, there's the micro business grant, which is a grant of $1,500. Not a lot of money, but look, I think it's very worthwhile getting on and getting what you can in order to survive this lockdown.
So that's the New South Wales businesses, and all three of those payments can be found there at Service New South Wales, or obviously contact their office or their phone calls for Service New South Wales to step you through that if you're a New South Wales business.
And in the Victorian side, again, a few hints in terms of what's available there for us, Stephen?
Certainly. And Kev, before we get on to the Victorian side, if you go on to the New South Wales Gov, there's a very handy page on the website. It takes a little while to get to it, but if you search under grants, loans and financial assistance, you'll find it, and you can apply for those grants there as well. They give you all the criteria and the application link.
Oh, good advice. Grants, loans and financial assistance in the Service New South Wales website. Yep. Beautiful. So on to Victoria.
Victoria. So on the Victorian side of the border, there is also a range of different measures for businesses to access. Once again, of course, if you're an employee, access the federal government disaster relief that we've talked about earlier. But in Victoria, you've got there's a business COVID hardship grant. That's a grant of $14,000 if your turnover's down 70%. There's a business cost assistance round three and top up grant of up to $5,600. They give you these names, but that's an extension of that one's round three and top up, so it's an extension of previous grants. So if you've applied for these ones previously, that particular one you get automatic for previous applicants. I'm not sure what happens if you haven't applied for it previously, just getting onto it now. I'd hope to think that if you've missed out the first time, but you qualify for it now, you might have access to that. But I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not sure about that. There is also a licensed hospitality venue fund. There's a whole range of top-up payments depending on where you are and what your seating capacity is and so on. There's some money for Alpine Resorts businesses. There's also some money for events and live performance support, both the suppliers and presenters. So I guess Victoria's really gone about trying to identify particular industries that have been hardest hit and provide the some assistance for them. Once again, hell of a lot of information online, but I found a very useful link as well for the Victorian site. And if you go to business.vic.gov.au and grants and programs, there's a very handy page there that summarises all those, and you can apply through that page as well.
Terrific. And I think that's half the problem, isn't it, Stephen? Sort of knowing where to find and access that information as we navigate our way through. But I think you've given some good advice there. And any parting words before we leave you this morning, Stephen?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to sit through a presentation put on by the University of Sydney, and which featured Richard Thaler, who is the 2017 recipient of a Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences, and he's the author of a book called Nudge, and he talks about behavioural economics, and one of the key premises of the book, or the idea of Nudge, is that is basically to create an environment that attracts our attention and changes our behaviour. But without any economic incentives or punitive measures. So, and he talked specifically about the COVID situation, and one of the examples he gave was, you know how when you go shopping and they put the little crosses on the lot on the pavement for you, so we're not told to stand on those, but we just sort of, our behaviour is, oh, we see those, we notice them, we stand on them. And I thought it was a good example of how to get people to voluntarily do things without actually telling them or being bossy about it. And he talked about was how to get people vaccinated, and what he did say, and this, he's based in the US. He said, well, look, what worked over there really well was just make it easier for people to get their vaccination. If they want to get them, get the locations closer to where the people are, particularly people in lower socioeconomic areas, and have walk-ins rather than having to make an appointment. Provide good information about the different vaccines, and remove the waiting periods on particularly on the phone trying to get through. But
I think you're right. I think there's so many blockers. That's right.
Too many hoops. Far too many hoops.
Maybe we should send some politicians to listen to his speech.
He talked about something different to Nudge, which was sludge. And sludge is evil or inept nudging, and I think there's plenty of examples of sludge going on around the place. But I thought it was quite an interesting view on how to basically encourage people to do behave well, I guess, without actually forcing them to do that. None of us like being told what to do, but we like to sort of think we're doing the right thing most of the time.
That's it. So make it easy for us, easy to follow, and we'll be right rather than sludging us. Well, Steve Mamooney, it's always a pleasure to talk to you on a Finance Friday, and we appreciate you taking the extra time to work through those detailed sort of locations. So again, for individual support, obviously through your MyGov account, through the website, if you've lost some hours through your work, the Service New South Wales, the best place for New South Wales businesses to have a look at what's available to them, and apply there online as well, and then on the Victorian side of the border, business.vic.gov.au. Thanks so much, Steve Mamooney.